it's wonderful when we have the opportunity to visit one another's lands and to think about struggle and liberation as a mutual process, that these are things that we're not powerful enough to do in isolation, but that banded together presents all kinds of possibilities.
Indigenous solidarity is gaining momentum around the globe. Palestinian-American author and former scholar Stephen Salaita says for Palestine, that is partly driven by a sense of urgency.
A lot of people in and interested in Palestine have a sense that the colonization of the Pacific and of North America is something permanent and irreversible. And so there's a sense of, I think, desperation there, that if something doesn't happen soon, that the land will be settled away altogether.
In his latest book, titled Internationalism, Decolonization of Palestine and Native America, he draws parallels between indigenous struggles in the Middle East and America.
He argues that there needs to be a commitment to mutual liberation for those who are fighting colonialism.
Cynthia Franklin is an English professor at UH Manoa who helped bring Salaita to Hawaii. She hopes his talks can spark conversations about topics like settler colonialism and Palestine, topics academics are sometimes hesitant to have.
Was I expecting there could be controversy? Yes. The truth is that any time you raise Palestine and suggest there's legitimacy to the Palestinian struggle, anytime you offer any criticism of Israel, you are already embroiled in controversy.
Salaita is no stranger to controversy. He lost a tenure position at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign after posting a string of comments critical of Israel on his social media. He said it was unexpected, but it taught him a lot.
We have to keep pushing to make these conversations possible and to make these spaces available, and that our universities, they ought to be places where people can think critically about the world we inhabit, and more important, about the kind of world that we want to inhabit. And if those kinds of conversations are inhibited, then we're really not doing future generations a service.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.